bless you this day. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy, for your glory, for your love that is upon us, O Lord. We exalt you. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you. We say, God, you are wonderful. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Father. We lay our crown at your feet and we say, thank you, Lord, for you are God and you are God alone. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for mercy, for grace, for provision, for protection. Oh, Lord, we honor you. Oh, Father, thank you. Lord, we lay it to heart to say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you. Glory be to your name, O Lord, for you are the giver of life. You are the giver of grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day we honor you. And Lord, we are before you today. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 5th of August 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his great, his kind, and his love is forevermore. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved in the name of Jesus. The Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. I lift up the banner of the Lord over my day. I declare today I walk under the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord becomes my identity in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord speak for me in the name of Jesus. Today I move under the divine power of the Holy Spirit. The anointing of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. Oh, his grace is poured out upon me in the name of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord. I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare every door of blessing that belongs to me be opened in the name of Jesus. I speak the favor of God into every difficult situation in this day in the name of Jesus. Today I declare that I see the possibility of God in all that I do. I see the hand of the Lord in all that I do today in the name of Jesus. I silence every voice, every whisper that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ. I silence you in the name of Jesus. Today I call forth divine favor. I call forth divine connection. I call forth strategic alignment of the grace of God, of the mercy of God, of the favor of God upon my life in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I cancel every appointment with death, appointment with failure, appointment with accident, appointment with the trap of the enemy. I cancel you today in the name of Jesus. I cancel every appointment with frustration in the name of Jesus. I declare every embargo on this day, any form of embargo, demonic limitations upon this day, I declare you lifted for my sake in the name of Jesus. I release the fire of Holy Ghost into this day in the name of Jesus. Everywhere I go, let the fire of the Lord go before me. Let it bring down every altar of wickedness, every appearances of wickedness. Let the fire of the Lord bring them down in the name of Jesus. Oh, today I affirm the finished work of Christ upon my life. I walk under favor. I walk under the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I speak life into my day. I speak life into all that I do in the name of Jesus. Every cycle of defeat that want to make its appearance in my day, you are canceled by the blood of Jesus. I declare that the word of God becomes a command that governs my day in the name of Jesus. Oh, I break every containment of the wicked over my day. You are broken in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare the establishment of the promises of God upon me. Oh, for the Lord will provide for all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I declare today I am blessed of the Lord. I declare today the grace of the Lord is upon me. I declare today the mercy of the Lord becomes my identity in the name of Jesus. I declare surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord follows me all the days of my life, and I dwell in the house of the Lord forever in the name of Jesus. Oh, it is well with me. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, by the grace of God, we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. I told you that one of the things that we are going to be talking about is the battle of displacement. Remember, our anchor scripture, our scripture for the month of August is the book of Psalm 18. And the anchor portion of the scripture for us is verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength. In him I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Praise God. So by the grace of God, we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. And like I said, we stopped on the aspect of the battle of displacement. Beloved, I want you to stand in prayer, especially in this month of August, as the year is running to an end, and stand against every forces that want to displace you out of the presence of God. There are some probably listening to me. I don't know when you'll be listening to this podcast, but there are some that they are currently displaced from their place of destiny. I pray for you that you will be relocated supernaturally in the name of Jesus over your life. The natural will bow for the supernatural intervention of God in the name of Jesus, because the enemy has trailed you out of the place of his presence. I declare over your life, by the supernatural hand of the Lord bring you out of that displacement and relocate you back to his presence in the name of Jesus. The battle of displacement kills, destroys the establishment of God's promises upon your life. The war, the evil in the battle of displacement is that it kills, it destroys the establishment of God's promises upon your life. It's a process by which the wicked takes people out by deceit of pleasure, by looking at others, bring them out of the place where God wants them to be, and take them out of the place that God wants them to be, and put them in a similitude. It will be like a simulation, but yet it is not the place that is in the design of God for such destiny. Of course, at the start, it may look as if, no, now this is the town. Yes, this is the place that you are supposed to be. But in the days to come, the person will begin to see, oh, what a great mistake this is. So the battle of displacement kills, it destroys the establishment of God's promises upon your life. The enemy wants to take you out of place, wants you to be standing at the wrong place at the wrong time. We have seen so many issues whereby you see people, before they leave where they are, there is this thing that is constraining them not to move, and you will just see them move and they will just go, and you will see them standing at the wrong place at the wrong time. See, the hand of the Lord is upon your life. That is what you don't know. The grace of God is upon you. Now, the rate at which the enemy is going to pursue, the rate at which the wicked, they are going to race after you, is at the level of the glory that is upon your life. I want you to understand this morning. I don't know why I'm saying this, but I need you to know why the devil is running after you endlessly is because of the grace of God that is upon you. Listen, don't, because somebody somebody is doing something and they are going scot-free, that you as well, you put your hand into it. Oh, the anointing and the grace of God is upon your life. The glory of God upon your life will not allow you to do such. So what the devil would do is to displace you out of the presence of God, so that you'll be able to dip your hand in that which the Lord will not have you do. Listen, there is a difference. There is a difference between a chicken that you want to eat that is already in the cage, and the one that you are hiring that has escaped, that is already walking on the street. There's a difference. The one in the cage, you keep giving that one food, feeding it fat, because you know the days of that particular one is numbered already. But that one that has escaped and is walking on the street, you continue to pursue, you continue to lure with different things, not until the day that you are able to lay hold on it. The day you lay hold on such, you don't keep such in the coop because it might escape. You kill immediately. We have seen people that they have been displaced from the place that God wants them to be, because they believe that place is too small, because they believe that place does not look like it. It's not looking like the happening place, and they decided to move, yielding themselves to the trick of the enemy, and they move. The enemy displaced them from their place of protection, only for them to walk into death, only for them to walk into sorrow, only for them to walk into frustration, only for them to walk into condemnation, eventually leading to suicide and to some other things. Beloved, the battle of displacement is a serious issue. It's something that you must stand and fight. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 7, he said, I have seen servants on horses while princes walk on the ground like servants. The wicked has pushed some to the place where the grace of God upon them will not cover. I have seen, the scripture says, this is an account of what has happened, that servants are riding on horses and princes are walking as servants on the earth. That is the battle of displacement. Their throne has been taken. Their place has been taken away. Beloved, no matter the promise of God upon your life, if you are displaced by the forces of darkness, you may not see establishment. I use the word may because there is a place of God's mercy that will bring you out by force and put you back in your place. That is why I said you may not see establishment, no matter the promises of God upon your life. Listen, as a matter of fact, if the promise of God is upon you, the glory of God is upon you, and you constantly move out of the place of his presence, constantly disregard his word, disregard his placement for you, such person might not see the fulfillment of God's blessing, the fulfillment of God's promises upon them. I want you to pray wherever you are, that in the name of Jesus, I will not be displaced. My throne will not be taken. Say to yourself, I will not be displaced. My throne will not be taken. I want you to understand this dearly, beloved, as I round up because of time and space. God is interested in every bit of your life. Your relocation from one place to the other, either from one country to the other, or from one area to the other, from one state to the other, should be done by or under the strict instruction of the Holy Spirit, because God is interested in the matters of your life. God is interested. See, I have seen a situation whereby people moved from one place to the other without praying. And in the new house where they moved into, it was as if they were moved into the wilderness, because they have entered into a phase of life whereby God knows nothing about. And it will be as if nobody remembered them in the number of years that they will spend in that particular area. It's something that has happened to me before that I have seen. There was a particular time in our family then when we were growing up that we moved to a particular house, and in that house, the number of years that we used was as if we were in the wilderness. Nobody appeared at our door, knocking at the door that, hello there, because it was a movement that was not sanctioned by the Holy Spirit. I pray for you that you will not be displaced in the name of Jesus. See, I want you to take seriously this battle of displacement. See it as important that before you take a step, you will inquire from the hand of the Lord. See, beloved, if it is not important to you, at least see it as an importance over your family before you move them. The scripture spoke about David that he inquires from the Lord. He asks from the Lord before he takes any step. See, allocation of provision is not what your problem is, but this is the question. Where are you? That is the question. Are you in the place where God wants you to be? Don't just move. Don't move because others are moving. Ask from the Lord, because as for you, you carry a life that is different from others. You carry a destiny that you cannot play with. You carry a glory that you must guard jealously. Don't just move. I said this sometimes ago, that you don't just move, because sometimes movement does not mean that you are progressing. There are people that their movement is not in progress, but their movement is in retrogression. They are not moving forward, they are moving backward. I want you to pray this morning that I will not be displaced in the name of Jesus. I want you to understand, prayer before you move out of any house is important. You don't just move. You wait until he says it is time for you to move. Before you move out of the country, I know it is the desire of almost everyone to go out of this country. But please, before you move, pray. Don't just move. Don't just move. It's a battle of displacement. Declare before the Lord, I will not be displaced in the name of Jesus. By God, the barrier of delay and limitation is broken over me in the name of Jesus. By God, I break through the barrier of displacement in the name of Jesus. I say it again. I will not be displaced in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning, dearly beloved. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. For those that has been displaced out of the presence of God, the mercy of the Lord bring you out. You are displaced already, and by your strength, you cannot come out. Even your financial capacity cannot meet up. But I call upon the mercy of the Lord upon your life. By the mercy of the Lord bring you out. The Lord set your feet in a large room in the name of Jesus. The Lord bring you out into a broad place. The Lord deliver you. The Lord delights upon your life in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. I proclaim the blessings of the Lord upon your life as you go out this morning. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and show you favor in the name of Jesus. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around in Jesus' name. Amen. It is well with you. Beloved, I want to remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is coming. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.